Hello. Still on the M8, travelling from Cork to Dublin. Second audio boo of the day, and this one is dedicated to a man called David Hobby, an American, and a photographer, and a teacher, and a blogging visionary. David, if you don't know, is Mr. Strobist. He is Strobist. He is the man behind the Strobist blog. Now, the Strobist blog started life as a project that allowed David to give as much information away for free as possible. The blog is dedicated, or certainly started life as being dedicated, to teaching people how to use small lights to create absolutely amazing photographs, lights that any enthusiast photographer would have. And David, being a gifted and generous man, has helped, I would think, hundreds of thousands, certainly tens of thousands, but it wouldn't surprise me if it were hundreds of thousands, of photographers worldwide improve their understanding of light, improve their understanding of photography. I actually met David once. I met him in London. It was, I think, at the very first seminar that he gave in London, gave outside of the US, because David, very cleverly, having built an audience by giving away so much for free, was then able to go on the road and do some live day-long seminars, and he's built a very, very nice career out of that now as well. He's an incredibly gifted tutor, and I think that was one of the most interesting days, photographically speaking, of my life. And I'm saying this is a documentary photographer who uses ambient light. Anyway, why am I telling you about David Hobby? I'm telling you about David Hobby because I'm sitting in the car on my way to Dublin, and there is a possibility today of a editorial shoot as part of my trip to Dublin. It hasn't been firmed up yet. But as I was sitting down to have my breakfast this morning, I was reading one of David's latest blog posts about how he messed up. And he confessed that on a commercial shoot, he turned up and he'd forgotten his lighting bag, which meant that he was going to have to do the shoot without any lighting modifiers. So what did he do? The master that he is, the genius that he is. He had three model release forms, in other words, three sheets of A4 paper with him. And he used those as makeshift light modifiers. And of course, David Hobby, being the man he is, has created a fabulous photograph for his client, using only three sheets of A4 paper. Now that's as may be. But as I'm reading this blog post, it occurred to me that as there's an off chance that there will be some photography at this butchery seminar this evening, members of the public may need to sign a model release form, may need to consent to having their photograph taken. The easiest way for me to do this and get this on paper is to bring with me some model release forms, which of course I hadn't thought of bringing until I read David Hobby's article this morning in which he confessed to making a mistake. So David, if you're listening to this, thank you so much. Thank you for your confession, because it's going to help me today if this editorial job comes through. Thank you very, very much.